for people in Lahinch, and particularly Lahinch Golf Club, the fact that it's the top-notch amateur golf competition is really important, because Lahinch is a club that is an amateur club, and it has a great and proud tradition of hosting amateur tournaments, in particular the South of Ireland, which is hosted in the next couple of weeks. And it is a cause of celebration, really, in the village, because it is something that's following on from the Irish Open in 2019. There were hopes that the Walker Cup might come to Lahinch. And indeed, we have the Palmer Cup coming to Lahinch next year, which is a collegiate trophy under the auspices of the Palmer family. So Lahinch has really carved out a wonderful niche for itself as a top international golf club. It's extremely well run. It has been put in pristine order over the last number of years, and it presents a challenge that very few other golf courses can match in these islands.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Shane, as Michael's outlined there, hosting the likes of the South of Ireland Amateur Championship, the Irish Open, and seeing how successfully they were run, and indeed just from a visual point of view, it's a stunning looking area and course as well, would have played a big part in the decision to bring the Walker Cup to Lahinch.
Yes, Alan, yeah. I mean, it's fantastic news for Lahinch this week. And as Michael outlined, we have the proud tradition of the South of Ireland Amateur Championship going back over maybe 100 years. And all that has been the cornerstone of Lahinch golf course. But I suppose over the last maybe 20 to 25 years, what you've seen is kind of visionary management and leadership associated with the club that have really, they've undertaken two major investment programs to reshape and repurpose the course. And I think, you know, on the back of that, it has placed itself where it can rightly take its place as one of the very top courses in Ireland, certainly one of the top, you know, one, two or three in the links courses in Ireland. And that positioning, I suppose, allowed them to get the 2019 Ryder Cup. That leadership and professionalism with the club then led to the successful management of that, and it was a huge global TV success. You know, and the next year's Ireland Palmer competition, and now this news, you know, they're just testimony to the work that's been done, and the continuing to build the product in Lahinch, and I suppose the brand and the advertisement and all the success that will come with that.
Yeah, Michael, it's brilliant news for the local economy as well. Can you give us a sense, like mentioning those previous tournaments that Lahinch has hosted, particularly the Irish Open? How big a deal was it, and from a hotelier's point of view, you know, how busy were you for that particular tournament?
Well, you know, it comes at a really good time, which is just at the tail end of the high summer season, which is good. The Irish Open was a huge success because it brought footfall of up to 30,000 people into the village. It created a carnival atmosphere in Lahinch, the first time ever. I suppose the huge help from Clare County Council, that the main street was closed off, and a program of renewal of the village in terms of the sponsorship of painting of buildings, and just it was all around a great galvanising event for the community. But you know, these events too, I mean, golf is obviously the reason it's here, but these events can't happen without the infrastructure, the tourism infrastructure being in place to service it. So I'm expecting certainly that hotels down as far as Spanish Point, up to this to Invarna, Ennisdiamond, Lahinch, Liscannor, we will all be packed out for this. We already rooms have been blocked off because there is a need for a couple of hundred rooms for starter for the people coming to play in the event. And then because it's an amateur event, I think it's going to really capture the imagination of people, because you'll see up-and-coming people. Like, for instance, in Lahinch Golf Club's history, John Burke was the first Irishman ever to have been picked for the Walker Cup way back. And then we've had other members such as Arthur Pierce and Mark Power play as well. So, you know, that you'll be seeing people on an international stage, and it's, you know, the last competition we had of similar to it, I suppose, in terms of amateur, would have been the home internationals, where you have Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales playing off in the amateur arena as well. So I think it's something that Lahinch will really revel in, and will be hoping to relive those joyous days of 2019.
Shane, as I mentioned, the local economy, I'm sure a lot of local businesses will have been celebrating at the news the Walker Cup is going to be coming, but The course is clearly of a top quality standard, or the Walker Cup wouldn't be going there in 2026. But what about Lahinch in general? Does it have the facilities and the amenities currently to host a competition as prestigious as the Walker Cup and the large crowd that it should attract?
It does, Alan. I suppose Michael touched on it. 2019 is testament to that in the Irish Open. But he's right, I suppose that required a level of cooperation and coordination between the Clare County Councils, the local authority, the various state agencies from the guards to the fire and civil defence and so on. So that similar approach I'm sure will be taken again for the forthcoming tournaments where that attention and investment is given again to the town. I suppose 2026, it'll be 7 years on. That kind of facelift and visual improvement. But I suppose these events and the success of attracting these large events, it will attract further state investment, but it'll also attract private industry and attract, hotels and developers of hotels and accommodation and other tourism products. It gives them another market, another advertisement for Lahinch and for North Clare in general and North and West Clare, to say that this it is going to compete with the Kerry's, Galway's of Ireland in terms of competing in the tourism market, and that will attract and encourage private investment as well to deliver on the capacity and bed nights and accommodation that's required, with a growing and hopefully ever growing tourism industry. We do need to attract that kind of private investment, so hopefully this again is another building block towards that.
Yeah, you would imagine, Michael, all of that will happen and that we'll see lots of visitors come. And we know tourism is important to Clare and to a place like Lahinch, and American visitors make up a big, significant proportion of foreign visitors here. A lot of them come for the golf. Ireland's reputation, indeed Clare's reputation for fantastic golf courses is well known. Surely the TV coverage of an event like the Walker Cup and seeing images of it in the US... it'd be difficult to quantify how big that will be in terms of attracting further US visitors to County Clare in the coming months and years.
Well, you're looking at the brand, the golf brand, the Ireland golf brand in the first instance, that the competition should be held here. It was held in Wild County Down previously, but it's the brand of golf and the brand of Lahinch, and this bolsters that. And the fact that it is widespread on TV in the US is extremely important. And, we had a huge expectation from the Irish Open in 2019, but of course COVID interrupted that, so we didn't get a clear run at that particular time, and this is seen as an extra effort now to do just that. And you have people who will be travelling, I'm sure, and overseas members last time around of Lahinch came over to help and stewarded the course. They felt part of this, so that golf community is very, very evident. And because it's the amateur event, I think the club will just revel in that. And we have proven to have the infrastructure. We've proven to have the cooperation. I think that the businesses in the village will have to come together with the golf club and produce a series of activities that will make it enjoyable for everybody who comes to Lahinch at that time. Because it's coming, at the end of the tourist season. So it's a boon to the local economy because it's going to expand that. But, in and about maybe 20,000 golfers come and visit Lahinch on an annual basis, and they go out and tell the whole world about what the experience they've had here. But when that gets amplified by an event like this, you can think of the exponential potential that the brand of Lahinch Golf has, and we all benefit from that.
Of course, Shane, when you joined us at our live show from Ennis Simon last week, and indeed on a number of other occasions, we have spoken to you about Blake's Corner. What will this mean for Blake's Corner? Could we see any of that process, providing it gets beyond the courts, being fast-tracked and work taking place? Because that would be a big stumbling block, you would imagine, in terms of running an efficient, smooth tournament. And apart from Blake's Corner works, are there any other plans that could potentially relieve roads of heavy flowing traffic during the event?
Yeah, look, I suppose on the Blake's Corner, I think you're right. If it were to successfully get through the courts in the short to medium term in advance of this project, of the arrival of the golf tournament, it obviously adds to the case when you go looking nationally for funding to prioritise the project. The National Development Plan is continually coming under review, and it's changing focus year on year. So with every passing year, we'll probably have to rebuild the case for the national funding to deliver that road, provided it can get through the courts system. So I suppose if it gets through that, Certainly, I know it would be all guns blazing from the local authorities' point of view to try and get that project prioritised. You know, on a more broader, not clear point, I suppose there's been a lot of calls over the last 4 years for a broader mobility plan for North Clare that really, you know, looks at it in the full totality of the buses, the cars, the local residents, the potential for walkways, cycleways, etc. And again, I suppose, you know, works, there was recent commitments, I suppose, in set work on a North Clare mobility plan across the area. So again, it's imperative to get that started and to, you know, get outcomes and deliverables, you know, over the next couple of years that we'll see improvements and better infrastructure and resources in place, hopefully for this in 2026.